Hi there, here we are again with a brand new episode of Neat Little Mac Apps. We have a lot to talk about today, but first some housekeeping. A quick shout out to our listeners Jendrik Bertrand and Darren, aka TechMate on Twitter, for getting in touch with us. Jendrik pointed me towards this app called iFlix, it's his app actually, which can be used to import your video collection into iTunes with conversion if needed, and it also has metadata functionality and it ties into movie and TV databases. Now, I haven't had time to check it out just yet, but when I do and when I like it, I'll be sure to feature it on the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. More info on this you can find at iflixapp.com. Link is in the iTunes artwork window, as always. Also, thanks to Vincent Chung, who created Shape Collage. Now, Shape Collage creates collages using an intelligent machine learning algorithm that automatically places the photos in the collage and can arrange the photos to form different shapes and stuff. Now, I did have time to check that one out, and it really is cool, so I'll be reviewing that one. If you want to do some homework on that one, you can head over to www.vincentchung.ca. Link again is in the iTunes artwork window. The app is called Shape Collage. Also, thanks to Darren for the nice Twitter conversation we had. I enjoyed that very much. Apparently, Neat Little Mac Apps has the annoying effect on people to make them go and buy applications. I'm still oblivious to that statement, Darren. I have no clue what you're talking about. Okay, so now a bit more on this week's episode. But first, just let me tell you that the creators behind this week's app have taken it upon themselves to sponsor this episode. They're called HDR Soft and they're the creators of Photomatics. It's a great tool for creating stunning HDR photos. Don't worry if I'm speaking gibberish here, you'll find all about HDR photography in this episode. Besides sponsoring the show, for which I thank them, I'm happy to announce that they were also kind enough to provide me with a license for Photomatics. Now, you know me, I'm too selfish to just hand out that license to you, so you'll have to do something before being able to get it. But you'll hear about that later in the show. Now, for those who can't wait to get their hands on this software, no, Darren, stay off. No, don't go to that site. Okay. Are we cool? Good. Now, you can purchase it now from the site and have a 15% discount by using the promo code NLMA15. Not yet, Darren. Wait for it. Listen to the review first. You'll help to support the show too by using that code, since I've become an affiliate and thus I'll be getting a little extra on the site when you purchase using that code. And that helps to keep this show on the air, of course. I mean on the net. No, on the web. On your iPod. No, on your iTunes. Well, whatever. As for now, a big thanks to HDR Soft creators behind Photomatics at hdrsoft.com. Now, talking about those license codes, if you take a look at your iPod screen right now, or on your iTunes artwork window, you'll see a screenshot of a recently played iTunes song's timeline created in Timeline 3D. Remember last episode? Anyway, the timeline was sent in by Derek Lim from Holywood, Ireland, and he'll be receiving a license for Timeline 3D. I'm not even going to try to fake an Irish accent. Congrats, Derek. I'm sure you'll have fun with that. Phew. Well, all that is out of the way. Let's see what we have in the app basket this week. You heard me talking about HDR photography. Now, for those of you who frequently listen to one of the Pixelcore podcasts, I'm sure you've all heard Alex Lindsay over there go on and on about this technology and about Photomatics, which makes it all happen. Bear with me, before we dive into the review, I'd better first explain what HDR photography actually is. HDR stands for High Dynamic Range. It's a technique to create a larger or higher dynamic range within your picture by using multiple pictures of the same scene, but with a different exposure setting. That way, you'll have pictures with a higher dynamic range, meaning that even in the darker areas and in the lighter areas, you'll still get a lot of detail, contrast, because you have taken pictures at those different exposures. So you can blend all the information into one picture. The best way to explain it, for instance, is if you take a picture of a building and it's kind of like a cloudy day, you'd often have that building looking great, but the sky above it would be one big blur of gray. Now, if you take a high dynamic range picture, that means you would take three snapshots of that picture, but with different exposure settings. Thus, you would have a lot of detail in the building, but you would also get a lot of detail in the cloudscape above that building. So, it really is a very handy tool to make your pictures more vivid, more lifelike, more real, because your eye, of course, has the ability to adapt really well to light conditions. And if you focus on a whole scene, you see a lot more than your camera would. But with HDR, you can pull in all that info into one picture and thus having a really cool effect. There are people who would overdo HDR photography, and then you would see the classic HDR photographs, meaning that they are quite often a bit dreamlike. It's like in a fairy tale, the pictures are quite saturated and you get really cool effects. So that's HDR. Another good way to explain it, for instance, is in architectural photography, interior photography. If you take a picture of, for instance, if I take a picture of my living room, I have this really giant window in the living room, and if I would take that picture, the whole living room would look normal, but the sky outside through that picture, through that window, would seem a bit, well, whitish. But if I take my three or more pictures with a different exposure setting, then I can make sure that besides the interior looking good, I can also make the sky outside come through that window. If it's a clear blue sky outside, I will see that also. I'll show you a couple examples during this podcast. So HDR photography, taking one scene in multiple exposures and blending those pictures together. Now, it's the blending of those different pictures that we'll be talking about today, because Photomatix does exactly that. Okay, so how does this all work? Well, basically, first what we have to do is get some pictures. And the way you go about that is by taking your camera and see if there is an auto exposure bracketing mode on that camera, which means that basically you can set your camera into that mode, into that setting, and when you hit the shutter button, it will automatically take three consecutive pictures, but with different exposures. For instance, -2, 0, and +2 f-stops. If you don't have that, don't worry, don't panic, you can do it manually. Just go and look in your manual of your camera if there is a way to have the exposure of the camera change, and then you just take the different pictures manually. But of course, always be sure to use a tripod, because if you go and change that scene during those different pictures, your blending of the pictures will be one big blurry mess. So that doesn't really work. So take a tripod, take from one scene three different pictures in three different exposures, and then you can start using Photomatix. Now, the first thing you'll see is a little window with a couple of buttons. That's all there is to it. Generate HDR image, tone mapping, exposure blending, and batch processing. There's also a button called tutorial, and this is really cool because you'll get a quick tutorial on the basics of using Photomatix Pro. And the tutorial will take you step by step through the process. It will show you how you should be taking pictures. It will also tell you a bit about how you can set up your camera, and then it will show you how to load in your differently exposed photos. And the easiest way is just to select the files and throw them on the Photomatix icon. So let's do that and follow these steps. So I have a couple of pictures here, three to be exact, which were taken with a difference of two f-stops. I throw them on the application and it will ask me what I want to do with those files. Do I want to generate an HDR image? Do I want to blend the exposures, or do I just want to open the files only? Now, in this case, I want to generate an HDR image because blending exposures is another technique, and that will allow me to have very natural looking photos by just blending those pictures together. But in this case, I want to have more control, so I'll choose generate an HDR image. And then it will give me another window where I can choose a little more options, such as aligning the source images, because okay, I am working with a tripod, but there is still a possibility that there has been a little horizontal or vertical shift and stuff like that. I can reduce chromatic aberrations here. I can have an option here to attempt to reduce ghosting artifacts, for instance, if you're shooting water and stuff like that. And I also have some options to define the tone curve, whether or not it should take it from the color profile or attempt to reverse engineer that. And then I just hit OK, meaning I hit the generate HDR button, and immediately Photomatix will start to generate that HDR, but the image that you'll see eventually will look kind of strange. That's because this is an uncompressed HDR image. It's like a raw file. It has a lot of extra work and tweaking that you need to do to get to the actual result. In a separate window, you'll have the tone mapping preview and settings palette. This palette will provide you with two different ways to generate your HDR. The first one is the details enhancer. The second one is the tone compressor. So let's start with the details enhancer. And immediately what I can change here are tons and tons of options. But let's start with the strength. I can tweak the color saturation, the luminosity of the picture. I can even choose the light smoothing, and I can choose micro contrast. And if you take a look at your iTunes artwork window, you'll see what the result is so far. What else can I change here? I have the tone settings, where I can tweak the white point, black point and gamma of the picture. And I have the color settings. Here I can fiddle with the color temperature of the picture, the highlights, the saturation highlights and the saturation shadows. Next tab is the smoothing settings, and here I can change the micro smoothing, the way the highlights should smooth, and the shadows and the shadow clipping. So that's stuff I can do here. There also is a setting for a 360 image. I'm not sure what this does, but hey, it's in there. At the bottom of this window, you also have the two undo and redo buttons and a reset button. For instance, if you've been fiddling with it too much, you can just hit the reset. It will go back to the default state of the picture as it was when you have imported it, and you can start fidgeting with the controls again. One tip that they give also in the tutorial is to use both those methods and see what gives the best result. For instance, I'm going to take those same pictures I used just then, and I'm going to use the tone compressor, and immediately you'll see that this becomes a totally different images. The tweaking here is a lot more simpler, a lot more basic. You can change basically the brightness. You can change the tonal range compression. You can change the contrast adaptation, white point, black point, color temperature, and color saturation, and that's it. So you'll get very different results with the tone compressor as you did with the details enhancer. But in both cases, it's up to you to tweak and see what gives the best result for the picture that you have taken. Another good tip in the tutorial before you start fidgeting is to save out that picture, so you can reuse it later and do different stuff with it. Now let's talk a bit about the other way of making HDR pictures, and that's with the exposure blending settings. This is a bit more basic. What you do here is just blend those pictures together with a couple of presets. The presets are the average, which is the total average of those three pictures. You can have the highlights and shadows with auto blending. You can have the highlights and shadows but with an adjustment option where you can choose to tweak the accentuation, the blending point, the shadows, color saturation, stuff like that. You have the highlights and shadows two images where you just will be blending those two, and you have the highlights and shadows intensive, and here the options are strength, color saturation and radius. Now again, I'm not a pro photographer, I'm just an amateur, but I do enjoy experimenting with pictures and trying out different things, and HDR photography really helped me with that experimentation, with that trying out different settings, learning my camera also, the different settings and stuff. And I quite often saw that even without the whole HDR stuff, that by just playing with those exposure settings, I often got cooler, nicer, cleaner pictures by just changing that exposure. And that was something I would otherwise haven't tried. So playing with HDR not only gives you really cool pictures, but also lets you learn a lot about how you are taking pictures and about your equipment. So I really recommend using this piece of software. I also recommend visiting the HDR Soft website, because they have a lot of links to both people talking about HDR, explaining it, helping you, manuals, as links to examples. Now, again, there is some controversy here. Some people don't like the oversaturated look that some of these pictures often have. But then again, you can use this to create vivid real-life pictures. So in that case, remember, less is more. Depending on what you want, ultimately you'll just want to see what your eye would see. So you can tweak your pictures just a little bit with this HDR way. One small tip that I did, as for this review, I only used three pictures, but you can use a lot more if you want to, and you can even use raw files. If you throw in a raw file, Photometics automatically will allow you to create an HDR image by tweaking the exposure in that raw image, because of course a raw image contains a lot of info too, but it's not exactly the same as using multiple pictures on different exposure settings, of course. So there are some versions to Photometics. You have Photometics Pro, which is $120 tax included. It's available for Mac and Windows. It's a standalone application, and there's also a bundle version which will offer you Photometics and a Photoshop plugin, so you don't have to leave Photoshop to your tweaking. But as I understand correctly, the Photoshop version is a bit more limited than the standalone version when it comes to all the options. They're also working on a Lightroom and Aperture plugin, so do check out the site to see how that is evolving, and do decide for yourself if you actually need that bundled version or if you're with the standalone version. One of the things I forgot to mention, by the way, in that standalone version is that there is a batch processing option too, where you can do your HDR creation in batch. One tip to the developer, however, well, not just one tip, actually there are a couple of tips, but the most important one is really, really do something about your website. Honestly, I bet that even a WordPress theme would do a better job than what they have right now. Let's be honest, a simple Drupal site is set up in no time, whack a nice theme on there and off you go. The site that they have now has tons of cool information. It really is a handy site. You will find all that you need on their site, but the looks and feel, just, it's not really up to date. The same can be said about their logo, the little icon of the application. They should really tweak that and modernize it a bit, because it's a fabulous piece of software, but they really should put some time and effort in the looks and feel of the whole thing to the likes of me. Okay, now, how can you win your license of Photomatix. Well, very simple. Just download Photomatix, use it, and send me your favorite HDR picture, and we'll publish it on the show, and the winner will get a license of Photomatix, and I hope you'll send in those pictures. Okay, so thanks again to HDRsoft for sponsoring the show. Don't forget to use the coupon code NLMA15 to get your 15% off your purchases of Photomatix. That's it for this podcast. Hope you liked it. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments there. You will find the show notes there as well. And you can, of course, always use the link in the iTunes artwork window to get there. If you're on the road, just remember www.neatlittlemacapps.com. If you have an application that you truly like, please send it to me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. You can also contact me via Twitter at twitter.com/NLMA, and check out the press kit if you're interested in supporting this show. That's it for this episode. Let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye. Music for the show is provided by the BC Surfers. Track name is Julu Beats. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com.
This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.